Hey, welcome to the HSP World Mastery Program Level 1, and you're on week 6 already. Hey, I hope you're doing well. So, you know I'm going to ask you to keep doing that, your input sheets for each environment, right? And you're probably asking, why? You know, I've been doing it now for 5 weeks. And I'm going to tell you, because we've been adding healthy habits, and these habits are going to impact how you're experiencing your senses. So again, valuable info for you. So keep doing them, okay? Now, how's your input solution going? Remember to take them one at a time. So until you figure out a way to work with the one that's bothering you the most, and you come to a solution that's really good and that works for you, and it, you know, it's workable, then you can move on to the next input solution that you want to address. Okay, so just one at a time, no worries. Okay, and make sure you're using your input solution review sheet to help you. Okay, because that's going to be giving you valuable information as you go along. So remember to use your input solution review sheet to help you. Now, it also helps to ask the light for guidance. Now, the light speaks to you when you're quiet and listening, which is why we introduced the meditation habit in the first, in the second week. Okay, that was the first habit we introduced. So, I talk to the light all the time. The light's like my best friend, my ride or die, and is always there to help me. Okay, so again, I want to remind you to keep rewarding yourself. It's important. The light wants you happy and strong and feeling good. All right? Now, this week, we're going to introduce another new habit, and this one's called plant love. Okay. So I want you to find a plant, not a cactus. You have to find a plant that you can touch, okay? And I want you to place this plant near where you meditate at the beginning of your day. And I want you to name your plant. So for example, I named one of my plants Sweetie, okay? And then after you're done meditating, I want you to touch your plant, and I want you to say positive things to your plant. Like, look at you. You're so beautiful. Look at that leaf. Look at the color of that green. I want you to say nice things to your plant, okay? And I want you to notice your plant's soil. I want you to notice the sunlight access it has. How much sunlight and water does it need, okay? Now, this energy, this exercise isn't just about a plant. It's about energy, okay? I want you to concentrate on connecting with your plant's energy. Because in a way, that plant represents you, your soul, and what you need. Your plant's environment is important, okay? So giving it positive energy, so your positive words, saying nice things to it, combined with sunlight, water, good nutritious soil, that's going to help it grow. And something, there's also like funny little kind of cool little hacks, like eggshells, you know, putting eggshells in its soil. There's nutrients in the eggshells that are good for the plant. An old tea bag, there's nutrients in the tea that are good for the plant. So there's like cool little things you can do to help it too. And also, plants love classical music. Okay. And I want you to watch your plant. As the weeks progress, I want you to notice if your plant is growing or not, because that plant's health is your responsibility. And if it dies, you got to get another one and try again. Okay? So remember, this plant represents you in essence, okay? So you're connecting with the plant's energy and what it needs, okay? And we have a new worksheet this week. It's called your weekly habits review. Now, I want you to start using this sheet to notice which habits you aren't doing. So these habits are designed to nourish you. So if you aren't doing them, that means you've created a barrier, okay? A barrier to loving yourself and providing yourself with self-care, with the things that are good for you, okay? So it's about loving yourself and removing barriers that are preventing you from loving and nourishing yourself. Because the light loves you so much and wants you to feel good. So give the light a hand and fill in your weekly habits review, all right? And then one last thing, how's your daily journal going? Again, this is going to give you valuable data and information that's going to help you. It's going to help you see patterns in what you appreciate. Your dreams are also going to help you see patterns. And your dreams can also be a source of inspiration for any art you'd like to create. So that's something you can use it for too, okay? So that's it for week 6. And I hope you've been doing good, and we'll see you for week 7.